Welcome back to Internet Anonymous, everyone. I am your host, Megan Emily, and as per usual, I am a chaotic neutral. So here's the thing. On Sunday, like I do every Sunday, I recorded and I posted the podcast. But when I hit, like, submit, when I hit, like, enter, whatever I'm supposed to hit, I don't know, the podcast app decided to crash. Why? Because my phone is full of log footage and it took up all the memory. And therefore, when all the memory is taken up, apps start to crash. Alright? Yeah. So that podcast didn't save. And I was so upset because I was so proud of that podcast. You know, I felt like that podcast, I did a really good job. But, you know, things happen for a reason, and now it's a Tuesday night at 2:30 in the morning, so it's technically Wednesday, and here I am, sitting on my couch in my apartment that no longer has internet access, recording a podcast and using up cell phone data that I probably shouldn't be using. But hey, here I am. Anyway, so, we're gonna dive into some of the topics that I had recorded the other day, because I would like to talk about them, because I still want them on a podcast. Okay. So the first thing I want to talk about is that I'm having a bit of a comedy writer's block, if you could say. A lot of my inspiration comes from very dark places. I've noticed when I'm in the deep depths of my anxiety and the depths of my depression and the depths of the struggle with my ADD, I've noticed that's when my brain's like, we need to write about this. And I think it's just like my way of coping with things is writing, right? And so everything that I write turns out to be like something very like messed up. And, like, it's not a happy thing. It's always something that's very dark. And so when I sit down and try to write something funny or try to write comedy or whatever, I just have trouble, like, writing funny stuff. Like, I don't know what it is. But, like, I can spew out funny stuff all day long. Like, I can, you know, talk with friends and just, you know, dish out all kinds of, you know, funny stuff. Apparently, I can't do that when I write, which is weird because, like, I want to try stand-up, but hello, how are you going to try stand-up? You can't even write comedy. See, it's a whole circle of what's going on, which is basically my life. It's a whole circle of what's going on. But, you know, like, I've tried so many times to write, like, a comedy sketch or some kind of jokes or something, and for whatever reason my brain's just like, nope, not gonna happen. And I'm like, okay, that's fine, whatever. Going in to the comedy writer's block, I've, you know, not been writing much, guys. I used to write all the time. Like, it used to be my thing, like, especially when I was in high school. Wow, how many times have I said like so far? I've said like a lot. I'm gonna try to stop saying like. When I was in high school, I used to write a lot. Mostly my freshman and sophomore year, I wrote a ton. But like everything that I wrote, I said like again, but everything that I wrote was very dark and very sad, really. Like, I would write about sad things. Like, write, oh, I said like again. I'm just gonna not focus on the fact that I say like a lot. What I'm writing right now is a, I guess a revamp of what I wrote in, what year did I write that? My freshman year, I think. And, you know, two people die within the first page. And I'm like 5 pages into the book. Well, I guess we could call it a book. Can I call it a book? One day it'll be a book. Right now it's just a story. One day it'll be a book. Mark my words. Okay. I call it The Misfit. and it's very, there's a lot. It's a heavy read. And, but I'm very proud of it. I wrote it with the intention of it being all funny, but I think, excuse me, like I said, it's 2:30 in the morning, but I think what I need to do with it is I need to add some comic relief in there to break up the fact that it is such a heavy read. Mind you, I'm not a professional writer. I did not go to school for writing. I do it because I enjoy it, and it helps my imagination, and it helps my brain. I just like doing it. Okay. Man, I can't wait to have a podcast partner one day, because I feel like moving on to different topics would be a lot easier if there was another person here having a conversation with me, rather than me just kind of ranting all day and all night, however long these are. Usually I try to make them 30 minutes, but Lord only knows, I can only ramble for so long. Anyway. God, I'm such a dork. So I have some things that are on my mind, such as my fears. I've noticed recently that I'm starting to get a little bit more, brave, and I would like to face my fears. Oh, there's another yawn. Wonderful. I would like to face my fears next year, and, I'm also going to, I'm gonna document it all. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of fears. Fears that I didn't think existed, but they do, so... So here's the thing, I've often said before, like, I would definitely go skydiving, but I would never go bungee jumping, right? But then I thought about it, and I was like, wait a minute, if I'm going to face all my fears next year, doesn't that mean I'm going to have to go bungee jumping? Like, I am afraid that that cord's going to break. And I know it's like a real sturdy cord, but like, dude, I don't know. That seems like a heavy one for me. Like I feel like all my other fears are faceable. Like, my roller coaster fear, my spiders fear, like, I feel like those are all faceable. However, the bungee jumping fear I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. I might do it. Who knows? I'm definitely going skydiving. I'm definitely doing one of those rope course thingies, because those kind of scare me, but... seem fun. Next year I'm doing a lot. I've got it in the plans to do lots of fun things next year, in 2021. So I'm just trying to get past this pandemic right now. I'm finishing moving into my parents' house, and life is starting off new. I've basically rage quitted, and now we're restarting the game. If you thought about the game, if you heard the game, if you said the game, guess what? You lost the game. Everybody lost the game the second the game was invented. So don't even try. Like, y'all lose. Anyway. And I may have talked about this in the podcast before, but I've been doing it a lot more lately. I've been watching those people build, like, little clay cities, like, just out of dirt. Guys, the videos are like 40 minutes long, and I don't know why they're so addictive, but they are. I literally just sit there and watch them all day, all night, like, I don't even know. It's just so good. It's just so good. So good. And I yawned again. Guys, this is why I can't do stuff at 2:30 in the morning, because holy cow. But this is like literally the only time, oh my God, how many times am I gonna say like? I should just call this the light cast. It's a light cast kind of day, guys. It's a like podcast. Anyway, with fears, I know you have to like kind of ease into them. You know, you do a little bit at a time. Don't go full head first. I mean, you can, but like, if you're genuinely that afraid of something, you might just traumatize yourself rather than help yourself by doing all that. But, you know, whatever. If you have a team of people that you love and you trust and they care about you and stuff, then, you know, do what you gotta do to face the fear. You know, a lot of people try to use therapy for fears. And, you know, that's all fine and dandy if you're a therapist and you really mesh well together. Because that's a, you know, a good point of therapy is that, you know, having a therapist that you mesh with real well. Excuse me, guys. I'm so sorry. I just keep yawning. I'm exhausted. Yeah, I mean, what was I even saying? I was talking about therapy. Okay. Wow, I'm exhausted. Hold on. I'm just gonna... No. We're at 10:58. You know, 11 minutes in. I can keep going. Wow. See, this is why I need a podcast partner, because... I'm really just talking to myself. Like, I know I'm not talking to myself at this point, but... Ow, I just cracked my shoulder. Like, I'm talking to you guys, but, like, in the moment, like, while I'm recording this, I'm talking to myself, so I feel a little crazy, and I feel like, I don't know, it's weird. Okay, back to the therapy topic. So, looking for a therapist in my town is very difficult. My town is a very small town, and there's not a lot of diversity here. And so, to find a therapist that is open-minded and is willing to tell me something other than, oh, just lose weight, it's very difficult. Therapists, if you're out there, if you're listening, if you have a patient that comes to you and tells you, I'm struggling with anxiety, excuse me, I'm struggling with anxiety, or I'm struggling with depression, and they are overweight, do not tell them it's because they're overweight. Don't do that. A therapist isn't there as a cure-all. A therapist is there to give you tips and tricks and advice on how to cope with your symptoms, but they are not there to cure you. They're also not there to tell you what's wrong with you. They're there for you to just have somebody to help you get to that conclusion yourself. Not to say there's anything wrong with you. I mean, I'm saying, like, the underlying reasons. They're there for you to help. Sorry. They're there for assistance. They're not there to say, oh, well, you have this, so just do this, and then you'll be cured. No, that's not what therapy is. You know, therapy is a tool, a coping mechanism, if you will. It is not a cure-all. Just like medication, not a cure-all. You know, it diffuses some of your symptoms, but it's not going to take away all of your symptoms. It's not going to abolish your disorder or whatever you have, whatever you take medicine for. So it's important when going to therapy, no matter what it's for, whatever it's for your fears, if it's for, a traumatic event, whatever it may be, it's important to find somebody that meshes with you well. And I'll be honest, I've been trying to find a therapist for a very long time now. I've gone to a couple and I keep hearing the same thing, and I'm hoping that one day when I move to the big city, it's a lot different, because I need a therapist that is going to tell me, like, hey, like, yeah, you got some anxiety, a lot of it. Let's try to focus on why you have this anxiety, and maybe then we can find some coping mechanisms that work for you, you know? I feel like I haven't been able to find somebody who does that yet. I feel like it's just been, just been the runaround. Excuse me. I should not record
at almost 3 o'clock in the morning because it just, it's a yawn fest. Speaking of being sleepy, one of the topics I have on this list is dreams. Like, dreams at night dreams. Obviously, I have a lot of daydreams. I have a lot of dreams for my future career and such. But I'm talking dream dreams. Like, you know, you're supposed to have 5 within a night, and your sleep cycle is usually 90 minutes. I just burped. I had a lemonade before this. I'm sorry. I am a mess. Holy cow. So, real quick, I just want to say that when you dream, you may not know you're dreaming because you don't always remember all your dreams. But, technically, what you do dream 5 separate times a night, sort of. So, it's basically 5 dreams all at the same time. And what makes the dreams weird is your brain trying to make sense of it all. And if it can't make sense of it all, that's when you get, like, the really weird shit in. So, like, say if your dream was about, I don't know, like, Johnny Depp or somebody. And then all of a sudden somebody opened a bag of M&Ms and it was raining M&Ms. Like, your brain is just trying to make sense of it all. Your brain's like, dude, no, there's no way Johnny Depp's in your dream right now. And you'd be like, I don't know, man, I'm just asleep. We're like, let me try to make sense of this. M&M rain. That's what your brain does. I tell ya. It's crazy stuff, man. My brain likes to do this thing where it dreams of just, like, regular stuff that happens throughout the day. And then 2 days later, that stuff actually happens. So kind of like the deja vu feeling, but I remember it, like, I dreamt this, like, I know I dreamt this, like, 2 days ago. And it's so weird. It's almost like predicting the future, but not. Like, I want to start keeping a dream journal so I can, like, remember these things, but I forget my dreams so fast, and I have never been able to keep a consistent journal to save my life. I really don't know a dream journal would help me at all. But I swear to you, there are something, like, when I was working at Hobby Lobby, there was a dream I had of, like, me and, like, these two other people that I worked with at the back table in the store or stock room or whatever, and we were processing the freight that we had got that day, which just means we were opening the boxes, right? Because Hobby Lobby doesn't put any boxes on the floor. Long story. Anyway, so the conversation we were having, I forget what it was about now, but I remember, like, us talking and then me thinking, like, wait a minute, I just experienced in my dream last night, like, I've already had this conversation, like, not like in the way you would with deja vu, but, like, just like, wait a minute, I thought, like, this is definitely, like, we did this yesterday, right? And then I'm like, no, wait, I dreamt that. And it's happened on more than one occasion, and it's the weirdest thing, and I feel like it gets weirder and more intense the more I drink sugar, like soda. Because when I was working at Hobby Lobby, I was drinking a lot of root beer. I don't know why, but Barks root beer just hits differently. Excuse my yawn again. Anyway, but like, my dreams just get so vivid and so just like out there. But then they all, like, happen. And it's only been this summer that it's happening. And it's just, it's crazy. It's so crazy. Freaking 2020 is just mind-boggling, I'll tell ya. It's not something that I thought, I don't know. What am I getting at here? I'm tired. Yeah, I think we're good. I think that's all the topics that I had talked about before. I think what made my podcast longer when I recorded it the first time was that I played my ukulele. Would you like some ukulele music? I think that would be nice. Guess what? I only know 4 notes. So, fight me.
Anyway. Can you even hear it? I don't have my actual like microphone on today. It's just my phone and my pair of headphones that I don't ever use. Like earbuds, they're not even like my Beats. They're just regular headphones that were like $20. Because I was too tired to find my microphone and my Beats. Because I'm in the process of moving. How many times am I gonna say that? I don't know. I'm not a good musician at all. I can't get it. Guys, when I was younger, I tried to learn how to play the guitar. That did not work out. So as an adult, I'm like, my fingers were too small for the guitar, but they're perfect for the ukulele, which is weird because nothing about me is tiny except my fingers. Strange, I know. If you'd like to hear more of my ukulele playing and me being silly, I do have a vlog channel. I upload twice a week. Right now, I try to keep it to Sunday and Wednesday, but, you know, things happen, life happens, things get in the way. Or I get ambitious and excited, and I'll either upload early or late. So just go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel. You guys can see that. That's more of me outside the podcast. You can check out my Twitter for multiple daily updates, because I tweet quite often. And my Instagram isn't as active as my Twitter, but, you know, I post some pictures every now and then. If you like this, please give it a thumbs up. I think that's what we do on this app. I don't actually know. Make yourself an established viewer or established listener. You'll get new pods every Sunday, and today's a really rare one because Sundays was a fail for me this time. But at least if you're subscribed to my, or not subscribed, at least if you're following my Twitter, you can see the updates so you know if I'm gonna post this or not. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening, and I will be back on Sunday. Bye.